Hey guys, my name is Wisma, and this is my first podcast in English. But first of all, before we start it, let me introduce myself. I'm Brazilian, I'm 31 years old, and I work with marketing and in the tourism industry. This podcast is about what I think about life and what I believe. And in this episode, we are going to talk about following our hearts. So let's get started. I love to talk about this subject of following our hearts because it's something I truly believe. Our intuition is directly connected to our heart, but we don't learn how to listen to that. We learn since we were kids to fit in a world where we have a path we must follow. This path includes studies, being a good professional in a certain type of career, you must know that, succeed, getting married, having kids, retiring, and then enjoying the rest of life, you must have. In this path, you also must fit in other standards. You should be a healthy person, living a balanced life, a gentle person with everyone, usually hiding your outliers' emotions and not causing any discomfort to anyone, isn't it? People also teach us how to fit in those successful patterns where we should have a nice shape, fulfilling others' expectations, being well paid, having a nice house and car. It doesn't count if we are happy or not with that, but it's something we should just fulfill. Pretending that our life is like those movies ones. Sorry guys to destroy your fairy tales, but it probably won't happen. It might happen if that is what your life's supposed to be, or if that's what you really want for that. But if it's not, that's why we are going to talk about it today. It has been almost 6 years when I started to learn more deeply about spirituality and destiny. And what I believe is that we come to this world to evolve. What does that mean exactly, Wisma? You must ask me. So it means that your journey is far less about what your conception of dreamed life is and much more about what you have to experience and achieve in order to evolve. You have a connection with the universe, and this connection is what will guide you to the life that will fulfill not what you think you should achieve, but what your heart needs. We are taught that we have to listen to our brains instead of our hearts, and that's the hugest mistake you can make if your goal is just one, being happy. If I could translate happiness in one quote, I would say that is living a life where your soul will be fulfilled, not your ego. When you listen to your heart, you take off your ego from the scene and you just look for your soul. You also take off the necessity of being approved by others or accepted, because you understand that in the end of the day, your choices will build your life and you'll have to deal with that by yourself, whether it's good or not. When you listen to your heart, you just don't have a wrong decision to make. It's just what must be. So my advice to you is try that. Listen to your brain. You can listen to that, but follow in the end of the day your heart. We are all afraid of making mistakes while choosing between things, but there's never a wrong decision, guys. There are just decisions. So there's no what if. Life is not about what if. Life is about, I did this mistake and I will just make it happen and deal with that and learn from that. So that's my advice for you. And that's what, in the end of the day, for me, it's about following our hearts. I've been following my heart on the last years, and I could say that I had also, of course, some wrong decisions I made, but in the end, it's always worth it. And that's what I want to pass for you, and that's my message for you. Just make it worth it, because in the end of the day, it's worth. So I hope you enjoy it. I would love to have your feedbacks about it. And if you just don't follow me on Instagram, I also post there some things that you might like it too. So yeah, my Instagram account is at iamwisma, and I wait for your feedbacks. See you next time. Bye.